Canmore. A soaring expense that's about to land on the Canmore Eagles has made the local junior hockey club turn to the community in a time of need. The local club's hand is being forced to spend an estimated $65,000 in additional operating costs for the 2023-24 Alberta Junior A Hockey League, AJHL, season due to the league adopting a full interlock schedule, or moving down to one division, which the Eagles firmly oppose. I see what it's like on game night when the community comes together, and that's what I want to keep expanding and building on, and I don't want a financial punch in the face like this full interlock to ruin that, said Canmore Eagles president Daryl Lockwood. We've worked so hard to get here, and I believe with the support of the community, and seeing what our challenge is, I'm hoping the community feels the same way, and I have a feeling they do. The add-on costs are for accommodation, travel, and meals on the road to adapt to the new schedule, which is doubling away games to northern communities, and, in turn, team expenses, according to the Eagles. The Eagles president added the community-owned, not-for-profit club's whole program is funded through season ticket buyers, sponsorship and fundraising, and relies on a little bit from every consumer. The club is already running a tight budget and cannot decrease expenses anywhere else, said Lockwood. We need the increased revenue, which means, unfortunately, that goes back to the customer, it goes back to the providers, back to community. Ticket sales have to go up a little bit. Sponsorship has to go up, said Lockwood. We're not here saying, hey, we messed up and we blew some money, that kind of thing. We're here saying that we're faced with a real challenge, and so the support from what everyone can do will be grateful this year. Please understand, we need your support because of the challenge we're faced with. For a long time, the AJHL operated under a two-division schedule, North and South, in which the Southern Eagles made one road trip per season to play northern teams such as the Grande Prairie Storm or Whitecourt Wolverines. Lockwood said a one-weekend road swing to the north costs the club approximately $10,000. Under the full interlock, the Eagles will travel to northern communities and play each team twice in the season. The only north team the Eagles play in back-to-back games this season is the Fort McMurray Oil Barons. For playoffs, under the full interlock, it is possible the Eagles match up against northern clubs in every round they're in, which Lockwood said would be a demanding cost on the team's personal and mental health, as well as the club's budget. Similarly, the northern teams will visit Canmore twice to play during the season, and stay overnight, where, in contrast, a southern team such as the Calgary Canucks wouldn't stay overnight. Lockwood said the only local winners of a full interlock is the tourism industry. The Eagles president added the AJHL isn't currently offering financial support to its teams due to the schedule change and that the additional expense burdens fall on each team. In 2016, the AJHL Board of Governors voted to approve a full interlock schedule for the 2018-19 season. However, it was placed on the back burner now. When announced in 2016, AJHL Commissioner Ryan Bartoszyk told Great West Media that there would be benefits to the change. After a lengthy discussion that included various factors ranging from divisional competitiveness and balance, fan and community interest, and the route to becoming league champion, our board has approved this direction, Bartoszyk said. The AJHL's head office did not respond to several interview requests from the Outlook. Since it was announced, the Eagles have led the charge against a full interlock schedule, with most southern teams feeling the same way, according to Lockwood. I don't think a full interlock is sustainable for the league on a whole, said Lockwood. We're all pressured with costs, it's kind of an unnecessary hit and there's no real advantage to it. I believe the support in the community will help us get through it, but also, on the other side of it, we're going to do our best to make this only a one-year full interlock and then go back to our normal schedule of two divisions. As of now, 2023-24 is the only confirmed upcoming season with a full interlock schedule. The Eagles' home opener is September 15 against the Okotoks Oilers. Another blow. The Eagles are preparing for another financial blow with the potential loss of one of its biggest fundraisers this upcoming season. due to the potential of transporting the spongy moth, an invasive species, across the country, the local club suspects they won't have the annual Christmas tree lot fundraiser, which generally nets $25,000 per season for the club. Now with that off the table, it's a big swing on us, all of a sudden, said Lockwood. The Eagles buy 300 to 400 balsam and Fraser firs from lots in Ontario, but due to the invasive insect, which defoliates and kills trees, orders aren't being taken from vendors. The team is scrambling to find another tree supplier, but said there is a shortage in Alberta and other provinces. Due to this, and the full interlock schedule, the Eagles are saying every little bit of support from the community will help this season. I feel where we sit with the community support, we're going to get through it, we're going to get through this year, said Lockwood. It's going to take a community effort.